We are shining the spotlight on a true fashion creative, Nkululeko Mshika, also known as, or popularly known as, Gika Guru. Welcome to the show, Nkululeko. I mean, you have been known as a fashion creative long before uvula stolo sakho lesisha. What moments or milestones in your journey shaped the man that you are in the fashion world today?
I would say today's journey in the place was shaped by a lot of stuff, especially the beauty of art, because growing up, I started as an artist.
Mm. And opening your store has been such a massive achievement for you. Congratulations, by the way. What personal lessons or challenges did you face on the road to making this dream a reality?
This thing about opening a store is quite a bit expensive. Mm. My expenses are mainly cool, especially setting up the store, putting up stock together, and then finding people that are going to work at the store. Especially people that experience no understanding point of sales and all this other stuff. So, yeah, it comes with a lot of admin and also needs you to have a solid team.
Well, I wonder how important it is for you to also have creative people around you. You are a creative yourself who has continued to make such beautiful, beautiful pieces. But how important is it for you to surround yourself with creative people, whether it is for your personal life or your business career?
It's very important to surround myself, especially, I mean, I've seen it with creative people who speak some. But being a creative alone doesn't really help you in the business world.
Yeah.
You also need to surround yourself with people that understand administration, people that understand marketing, and people that understand other aspects of business for your business to grow rapidly and to be successful.
And with the growing of your business, your style has influenced abantu abaningi. Looking back, what principles or values would you say have guided your growth and kept you so grounded in such a competitive industry?
I think first, staying true to myself as an artist and as a creative. I'm someone who normally don't follow trends. Most of the time I would create a trend and search it. I think logo ngenda kuthi brand yami ihlale bantu labaningi bayijabulela nje mabayibona, because even if it's a trend that mangicala, I would find which, some people don't accept it ngendlela le right, but I introduce the trend in a way that people start accepting leyo trend.
You have reached a new milestone. We're about to wrap up, but you've reached a new milestone of opening up your store. What do you hope your story and your store will inspire in, especially the next generation of young creatives and fashion lovers?
Especially in Mpumalanga, I would say, is young people from government and anyone, especially in Mpumalanga, because in Mpumalanga is very difficult to make it in the fashion industry. I'd say if you have a dream, whether it's in fashion or anyway, you just need to keep on to your dream. And resilience is very important. You need to be very resilient. Don't be someone who gives up early. There will be challenges. And when you're facing challenges, it's an opportunity for you to grow. And it's an opportunity for you to learn something new. But stay resilient, stay focused, and don't give up. And make sure that you always surround yourself with people that are always willing to see you win, see you grow, and help you.
Thank you so much for coming on to the show. Can't wait to come to the store. I really would love to see it. Maybe let us in on where the store is.
The store is at the Brown Building, Nest Trade Center. It's right opposite La police station, like ibitanga e Brown Street bani labaningi nje khona lapho kule building le, it's called Best Brown Building. So yeah, khona.
Thank you so much for coming on to the show. We wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.